I'd like to do the intro. I don't think I've done an intro in a while, if that's okay. Is that okay, guys? Is that okay?
It's fine with me.
Okay. Yep.
All right, great. Sure. All systems to speed, turbines to thrust. Yeah, all right. We're ready to go. Hi, welcome to this episode of the official podcast. I'm not going to lie. I don't remember what number it is because to me...
228.
Okay, it's 228. But to me, it's life. It just is. This is just how it always will be. And what will always happen, because this show's going to live for 1,000 years. But what might not live for 1,000 years is our audio recording. Charlie, would you like to explain why?
Yeah, so there's a big storm, like a biblical storm happening at the moment. We're struggling through it right now in Tampa, since it seems like all of our shit is just held outside in an open field. So when it rains, it malfunctions.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the rain really kicks back on and it's not just thunder, we'll probably lose connection. So...
This
We're only
also,
here for an ephemeral amount of time.
This also came the fuck out of nowhere. Like, yeah. No one announced anything. No one even mentioned on weather reports it would rain. And then starting about really late last night, it just became a goddamn typhoon outside and has not stopped.
To be fair, those weather reports are like 80% of the time wrong anyway.
But even then, usually they can at least get, hey, it might rain or there might be some strong winds. But this was like, nope, normal day, and didn't say a goddamn thing about anything. And now it's just saying 100% precipitation for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
We still got very lucky, though. Like, you know, we were meant to start at the top of the hour and Charlie didn't have electricity. And we were all like, okay, I guess we got to do it tomorrow. But then Saint DMX smiled down on us from the heavens. And he parted the clouds, gave us the sunshine, and said, no, it shall be done. And literally 5 minutes before the show, Charlie's electricity came back.
Yeah, it was pretty miraculous. It was either DMX or Macho Man Randy Savage that was looking out for us.
They're probably hanging out together right now, screaming at each other in heaven.
Having rap battles.
Oh, fuck yeah. They absolutely would. What a shame.
All right, so what happened this week? What are we talking about?
Yeah, what's the scoop this week?
Yeah, Jackson, what do you got?
I mean, there's been a lot of deaths, sadly, in the world. A lot of royal deaths. Obviously, first DMX.
Prince
Rest
Philip.
In peace.
Mm-hmm.
Who? We already talked about DMX, though. Prince Philip is the newest one that we haven't talked about.
Yeah. That one's
do
not
any of
as
us care.
Yeah, that what, one's not as sad though. The dude was like 100 years old and like very obviously weak and old and frail. DMX is sad because it came out of nowhere.
Well, yeah. And just the difference in people, really. Like he's just a royal family member.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really inherently impressive about the man. He was born into that kind of family. Whereas DMX is a self-made entrepreneur. A talented rap artist.
Yeah, DMX did something for me. Prince Philip did literally nothing for me. So,
agreed.
Yeah.
I think he was like wasn't he a captain in one of the wars? I think he did something. Unlike
yeah, but did he make cool
the
rap
majority
songs?
Of the royals?
DMX was captain in the rap game, Kaya. Come on.
No, but I agree. The fucking royals. It riles me up a fucking wall seeing all these eulogies to him. Like, thank you for your years of service. Like, okay, you served in the army. I get that. But then, like, after that, him and his entire family just hoovered up taxpayer money to shit in a golden toilet bowl and live as literal kings. Like, what sacrifice?
Has anyone said anything nice about Prince Philip when he died? Everyone
yes!
was just talking about how old he was and like why, like didn't even know he was still alive.
Oh
no,
bro! Yeah. Like all the British people that I follow, they're all fucking upset about this. They're all bummed out.
Well, yeah, so
BBC
in their culture.
The BBC actually had to set up a website for complaints because people were complaining that they gave him too much coverage. They had to set up a separate website just for the complaints about this.
That's funny as shit. But of course the BBC is going to cover fucking Prince Philip's death all day. It's the goddamn BBC. Of course. What do you expect?
They should cover DMX all day.
Yeah, wait, isn't the BBC like funded by...
It's
not
British
by
Broadcasting
Family.
Company. What do you think they're going to show? Good Lord.
DMX.
Hmm. Hopefully, if they're smart. They have taste.
They're not,
so,
and they don't.
He, not to disparage an old dead man, but he did not look 99. He looked like he was going on 150.
He looked 999.
Yeah, he was ghoulish.
Yeah. I mean,
that kind of sucks, though. Like, he died before the big 100 achievement. Apparently, he was 2 months or so away from turning 100.
Oh.
That's out of a bummer, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time...
dropping the ball like that.
At the same time, I'm starting to think, like, he's been dead for 20 years, and they've just been hoisting around his corpse to social gatherings.
Do you think if someone murdered him, they should face legal repercussions?
He's dead, Andrew.
No, before he died.
If it was murder, him again.
Well, no. So before he died, he's obviously very old, very ghoulish, pushing 100, and he's only famous as a figurehead. But do you think that, like, if someone killed him literally 5 minutes before he would have naturally died, do you think they'd go to, like, jail for life or the death penalty or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of fun. They still should.
There's no guarantee he would have even died, though, like, before the assassin killed him or whatever.
You're not fucking Judge Dredd. You can't, like, judge, jury, and execution him.
Yeah, Charlie's right. You can't kill someone on the off chance that they're naturally going to die in 5 minutes' time.
Yeah, like, who's going to believe that guy? He was going to die in 3 minutes from now anyway.
I gave him a cleaner death.
Yeah, no one's going to believe that.
A cleaner death than a natural death.
What a waste, then.
Honestly, I'm still even torn on the fucking euthanasia question. Like, I don't know. I understand the premise of helping incredibly, sick people who are just in pain and they're gonna die anyway, but at the same time, just such a morbid thing to fucking put down a human being like a sick dog, you know?
Well, wait,
just sad.
Well, euthanasia is different because they ask for it.
Yeah.
Most people,
wait, it's still
this
just
is actually
sad.
This is a question I've had. So there's a moral dilemma about euthanasia, like putting someone out of their misery or whatever. Like, say someone's terminally ill and they want to die and they ask to be euthanized. There's a moral dilemma there. But don't doctors still legally do that if someone's in a coma? Like, don't you pull the plug?
That's
up to the family.
But what's the difference between euthanasia there and pulling the plug? Because it doesn't seem to be one to me.
If
you can pull the plug there, you should be able to do it.
That's still the person's own will. You can put that in your... Like, you can file legal documents to say that if you're ever in a vegetative state, they should pull the plug on you.
A lot of people...
Also, they do not resuscitate.
Yeah,
if you flatline, the doctor is literally not allowed to touch you to help you.
You have more of a direct, like... personal input on the situation if you're still alive and you ask to be euthanized, though. But that's not allowed.
Yeah, but still, like, we talked about this before. I always remember the case of this one. I don't even remember where this was. Someplace in Europe. Like, this teenage girl asked to be euthanized because she was depressed, and they did it. It's like, that just doesn't sound right. Like, you're euthanizing a teenager who's just depressed? Like, there's nothing physically wrong with her? What the fuck?
Well,
yeah, I guess it's fucked up.
Yeah, that's a bad example of it. I mean, I'm in favor of euthanasia, though, because if you really think about it, it's asking whether or not your body is your own to decide what happens to.
Yeah, you should have the autonomy to decide.
If you're saying it's not good, then that just means people aren't given the choice to take their own life if they want it.
Yeah, but still, like, here, I looked it up. Noah Pothoven, 17-year-old who sought euthanasia, dies at home after battle with depression and anorexia. That just, I don't know, that's just bad.
I mean, there's obvious other influential factors. Like, I don't think anyone young should be given the choice because they still have a whole life to change things. And there's every case is different. But I think in general, the people who warrant, you know, utilizing euthanasia should be given the opportunity, like really terminally ill people or very old people. I don't see a reason why they shouldn't have it, honestly.
Well, like you said, it's refusing someone's autonomy to decide what happens with their own body, as well as kind of like locking them in to many possible years of torture.
You got an old man who's like, I've lived a full life and I'm getting very sick now, and I think I'll just pass peacefully in my house. And the whole family clings onto his ghost like, no, we want you to die in a diarrhea pool in the basement playing pool too hard. Come on.
Just so those could be our final memories.
Yeah, we want to remember that. It's like, fuck you. Let people be their own person.
I'm sure Prince Philip was like, a doctor, I can't do it anymore. It's such a hard life. Every morning, my servants, they come in on taxpayer money and they pour gold tea into my golden teacup. And then I have to drink it. It's so awful. I shit gold from eating so much on taxpayer dime. I can't live no more.
You know what? We could be disparaging this old man, and he could have been like a saint. I haven't done my Prince Philip research.
I don't know anything about Prince Philip other than how old he looked for the last like 10, 15 years. That's all I know about this guy.
He must have been doing something right to look that old.
To live that long. Yeah. Maybe a stress-free life where everyone serves you. That helps. I might live to 100 myself.
You could just put him at Halloween Horror Nights and they wouldn't even need makeup. He could just walk around. Get paid to do that.
So what is the contingency plan now? As we all know, Prince Philip was the Queen's royal bitch boy, her husband. So what happens? She's single now. Can she find a new prince to court?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, can she? I am going to Britain.
Yeah, could you get some new meat or something on deck?
Yeah, she gets like a 20-year-old boy toy. Imagine that.
A 29-year-old over here. Yeah, I'll be her boy toy for the billions and billions of taxpayer money.
You already
feeding
know.
Those fucking leeches.
If Queen Elizabeth started like slamming 18-year-old dudes in the royal house, Twitter would love that shit. But if it was like Prince Philip that was slamming 18-year-old girls, they would absolutely roast the fuck out of them.
Yeah, call for them to be executed. Women need to be empowered.
Dude, slay queen.
But ew, you're a man who wants that? Ew, yucky, ew, you creepazoid,
I hope she starts like sucking mean young men dick soon.
She starts getting like tattoos and
I hope a sex tape of the queen leaks and she's fucking 2 18-year-olds in a spit roast. And then she looks at the camera and goes, take that, Twitter, right as they ejaculate all over her.
She should film a like gangbang with those royal guards that always have to keep a straight face and they have to walk and act like nutcrackers. You know those guys?
They can't come until she says.
I want them to film a porn. With a ritual, like a salute.
It's all proper. Have you ever seen them?
Do they even have like ammunition in those guns that they carry? I feel like the British wouldn't even have ammunition.
I got really bored one day and went on a deep dive on those guards. All their guns are unloaded and they actually really can't do anything beyond calling the police.
Yeah, it's just ceremonial.
Yeah. So what they'll do, they have like a 3-step response in their training books. So let's say they're like patrolling the castle
guards.
They
have rape whistles.
Yeah, they're patrolling the castle guards. The first one is you basically stay to your route and stay vigilant. So you like keep an eye out for bullshit and you're like, oh, I'm going to patrol this route and this is where I walk and blah, blah, blah. The second plan of action is you use force or assertiveness to clear any suspicion. So if someone's standing in their way, they can like yell at them. If someone is approaching the gate, they can like go up to the gate and like intimidate them. They can aim their weapon at them. But the guns are not loaded.
The unloaded weapon, the toy gun.
Most people don't know they're not loaded.
Yeah.
But they are not loaded. And then the third call is if something actually happens, they literally just call the police. Like they have no actual authority to do
anything. With unloaded guns.
Well, in the UK, they show up with the biggest baton you've ever seen.
And pepper spray.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, even the cops are still going to show up without guns. They're going to come in and like people have to defend themselves with fucking narwhal tusks. So it's
The Buckingham,
they used it.
The Buckingham Palace guards are cool for sure, but they're also functionally useless.
Why are they cool? Just because of their outfit?
Why are they like cool? No one's ever glorified.
I think
it's very far. It's far from cool. They're just like video game NPCs guarding a castle, but they don't do anything interesting.
I like that. Like
it's even less personality. Like even in a video game, you can walk up to the NPC and it'll be like, hello there, fellow traveler or something, whatever. Like these guys don't even reply. That's their whole fucking gimmick is you can say hello and they don't say hello back. Like, okay,
have you tried talking to one, Kaya, about what they want to talk about? Or do you just go up to them with your problems?
I've never been to one, but I see all the videos of people trolling them. They just fucking sit there and like recite the Navy SEAL copypasta to these guys, and they just have to stand there with a straight face because I don't know. Like, do they get fired if they laugh?
No, they actually don't have to do that as strictly as they say. Like, they can tell you to shut up. They just usually don't because the whole point is it's supposed to show that they're disciplined. So they're showing like the public image that they want by acting like that. But truthfully, they don't have to stick to it super strictly.
Yeah, but they look like clowns. Like, you can't dress like that and still act serious.
Yeah.
You are there in complete actual fucking clown makeup and clown clothing with gigantic shoes and a red honking nose. You can't do this. You can't play the straight guy.
Yeah,
the
straight man. You know? At least laugh at my Navy SEAL copypasta.
I think the actual clowns are the tourists who go there and they're like, film my video. I'm gonna touch his face and he's not gonna react. The whole look, Facebook, huh? I hate those people.
Yeah.
Like I can't stand tourists who just do the cliche shit. Like you go to the Leaning Tower and go, I'm gonna pretend to hold it up. It's just fucking nauseating.
It is so fucking bad. Yeah, I agree. Fuck your fun.
That was like
you're posting cringe.
That was entertaining for the first 5 minutes of the internet when, you know, back in the age when images still took like 5 minutes to load. That was still amusing. And then it got old very quick.
I like the
it's
people.
It's not for you guys. Now. It's just for them.
Well,
it's,
no, I like the people who take the photos of the staging.
Don't upload it then.
Have you guys seen the guys who take photos of the people doing the stage acts? Like they go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa and they take a photo of the field and show like 20 people doing the different hand holding thing. I think that shit's hilarious when you see just how many people are trying to find their little patch of grass to get their unique and amazing shot when everyone's doing the same thing 2 feet away. It's cute.
Yeah.
What caused the Leaning Tower to lean?
Soil underneath it. No, actually, it stood straight up, and then the soil that they built it on over time started to weaken and shift and just kind of very slowly tilt it.
Really? Yeah, was I fed a lie? I always thought it was literally designed that way.
No. Not as far as I know.
That'd be such a cool conspiracy theory, though. Maybe Kai's right. Maybe they did design it that way to eventually lean. Because I'm pretty sure it was erected, like, you know, straight, and then it just slowly started to lean over time.
No, Andrew's right. Well, Andrew's right according to Wikipedia, which is, you know, but still, you're right.
Accurate.
Yeah.
You know what else Andrew is right about?
Is it policy genius?
Yeah.
April means...
Because Andrew's a genius.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm definitely a genius by using policy genius. That's the only claim to geniusness I will take. Because April means a lot of not so fun things. April Fools, April Showers. Let me tell you something about April Showers. We are legitimately in danger of this episode ending early because of April Showers. But you're going to need a positive experience to balance out all that April garbage. And that's why you're going to consider shopping for home and auto insurance with Policy Genius. Policy Genius can help you find home and auto coverage similar to what you have now, but at a lower price. In fact, they save customers up to $1,055 per year by just reshopping for their home and auto coverage. That means getting the same coverage, but at a better price by just using Policy Genius. First, answer a few quick questions about yourself and your property, and then Policy Genius will take it from there, comparing rates from the top insurers in America, from Progressive to Allstate, to find you your lowest quotes. It's the kind of service that has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. Policy Genius can promise that you won't leave their website feeling like a fool. They've saved customers up to $1,055 per year compared to the current home and auto policies. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. And hey, you know, maybe you want to look at some flood insurance. Hint, hint. April's kind of rainy. Haha. Charlie and I have a little experience with that. So just a suggestion. But either way, compare your current insurance at Policy Genius. Find some ways to save you some money. That's policygenius.com.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very
nice. Don't you guys just love rain?
Get insurance.
Though? Rain sounds so good on roofs. I love
rain, but that's, you know, I suppose I would hate it though if every single time it stormed I lost electricity. I don't know how you guys fucking deal with this.
I don't fucking get it. I don't understand it all, but every single time it rains I lose power. I don't know about you, Andrew, Jesus. But genuinely anytime it even sprinkles I lose power.
How
it's
is
so
that even
frustrating.
Possible? Like when I was over there in Tampa, you know, outside it's fucking disgusting. You know, you guys know that feeling when you're cooking something, you lean over the boiling pot to like smell it and see how it's boiling, and the fucking vape, the boiling vapor just wafts off it at your face and you can't breathe. That's how it is outside in Tampa all the fucking time. I hated it. But then you go inside and every house has AC. And I was like, okay, the Americans are fucking smart. At least they, you know, inside it's nice. But apparently you guys just completely dropped the ball on having electricity inside when it rains. It just, I don't know what you guys did. I don't know if you left the cables out in the air.
That's exactly what it is. Happening. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, if you went to Tampa Electric, it would be like an entirely open field, like a fucking soccer stadium with all of their electrical equipment just housed outside with maybe umbrellas.
At Tampa Electric, they just wear rubber gloves and hand transfer the electricity to every pipeline.
They carry it.
Fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
They just sent like batteries and pneumatic tubes to each other like it's a fucking
pretty much game. Thanks, Tico.
Yeah, that sucks for you guys.
Why don't you just do what Andrew's done and have a backup?
So backup's a very smart suggestion, Jackson, and it does work. But the problem is that while the backup's running, it beeps like crazy because it needs power.
It also can't power your whole fucking house, Jackson. It's a battery backup.
At least you can, power the emergency things. Like,
well, I have one too. I don't know how Andrew's keeps his internet running, because mine will keep the computers running, but the internet isn't connected to that fucking backup. The internet goes directly to a line. Then. That's, well, okay. Now you're getting real big brain.
Yeah, I have the line. I have two battery backups. One of them's on the line as well.
I assume that you could just keep, you could get like batteries for your backups for your battery backups as well. So you could just keep like powering it.
An infinite chain of generators. Just have like a diesel generator in your own room. Just run it. Run the motor.
That's what we need.
Yeah, I need a fucking generator.
Are we going to hit Tesla levels soon for energy generation, where we can have like a backup generator that's not diesel powered? It's just like a giant battery that we plug into.
I don't know.
I hope at some point in the future everyone has their own mini nuclear reactor in their backyard, so we don't have to rely on these fucking companies. I'm still so mad at that fucking, was it Texas, that one mayor or like governor who was like, well, if you're freezing to death, why don't you just stop freezing to
small
death
when it's just like Texas, fires? Yeah.
That dickhead. That was one of our bonuses, by the way, for everybody. You can go to our Patreon, one of the past episodes. We were speaking about Britain, though, about the UK. Does it always also amuse you guys when, you know, when anytime anybody who's not English says England or UK or Great Britain or like whatever, fucking the, you know, Ireland, Scotland, all of them weigh in. All of those people, they get extremely mad to tell you that all of those are different things. And Ireland is actually over here. And no, that's South Wales. That's completely different from Great Britain, actually, mind you. It's like nobody cares. They don't seem to understand that to the rest of the planet, all of you guys are the one same thing.
Yeah, that's why Afghanistan and Turkey are the same country, too.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, they are. Who gives a shit? It's the fucking Middle East. It's England. It's just England.
What you're saying right now is the equivalent of if you visited us in Florida, you were like, wow, how's California this time of year, guys? It's like, it's totally different.
Well, that's America. It's the same country. Yeah, you're making my point. Thank you. It's just two cities in the same fucking country.
They're
it's
not
America.
Even cities. They're states. What are you talking about? I'm making your point.
Same country.
They're totally different places in the same country. California and Florida, while they're similar, are very, very different. I don't know what your point is.
Yeah, now you're being one of those people. See, now you're being like, you're being the British people.
So, do either of you two want to jump in on this? I feel like I'm crazy for being the only one who doesn't agree.
Shut up, you Canadian.
Did Charlie's internet die?
No, I just don't understand what the initial complaint is. So I'm waiting it out for the next part.
Tired of you riding the fence, Charlie. Way in here. With your own argument, what are you mad about?
Oh, okay. Does it have to be about Ireland and Scotland?
No, it can be about Florida or California, too.
Okay.
Either one of those two.
Or Afghanistan.
What don't I like about Florida? I mean, there's a lot to not like about Florida. Yeah, really the rain, man. So before I moved to Tampa, I used to live in Orlando. I used to love the rain. We'd very rarely lose power. We didn't even lose power during a fucking hurricane once. But once I moved to Tampa, every fucking time it rains here at all, power is fucking gone. It is so frustrating. So I guess it's less of Florida and just more of Tampa. I can't harp on this enough. There is something dreadfully, criminally wrong with the Tampa Electric Company. It is fucking abhorrent.
How many times a year do you lose it?
It is, if you check the weather reports from 2020 and you look at every time it rained, I can tell you I lost power every time.
So let's just say more than 10 times a year?
Oh, easy. Easy.
Okay, well then, yeah, that's pretty fucked. But Andrew
somebody
doesn't
just
lose power.
Put this in our chat. Tampa Electric customers could see a rate increase of 19%.
Woo! They are doing a bang up job. So
we're on a different power grid, Jackson.
Well, that's what I mean. So it's not all of Tampa.
We're
it's
on
just,
the fun fact, though. We're on the same internet grid. So if our internet service go down, it goes down for both of us. But in terms of power, he could lose power and I'm fine and vice versa. Yeah.
So what I'm trying to get at, though, is do you lose power as much as Charlie does, or is it just his particular grid?
My power will flicker. Like if it's raining, my lights will dim or things will kind of just turn off and on quickly. But usually I don't actually lose power.
So it's just your grid, Charlie, which I don't know. Is there some lunatic that every time it rains, he just drives into a power pole immediately?
That's actually how I lost power most recently. Someone near my apartment complex plowed their car into a power pole and destroyed the entire thing.
That's usually the most common reason for power going up.
Really?
I don't know.
Turkey... So what you guys are describing is literally just Turkey levels of infrastructure. Here in Germany, I've been here for years now. I don't think I've lost power once.
Well, like I think we'd all argue Germany has better infrastructure than the US, probably. They're literally
in Turkey. So every year we rework our streets, whatever it's called. Like the guys come in and they dig up the streets and they redo the asphalt. And that's entirely unnecessary. They only do it due to corruption because somebody has to get paid. Someone's son has to just get paid. But every single time No, it's not, because every single time those motherfuckers, they come in with that fucking, what's it called? That power tool thing, car that digs.
Bulldozer?
The digger.
Digger.
Oh, an excavator.
No, excavator, yeah. They come in, they fucking dig straight down into the streets, and every single fucking time they cut the power lines, and then all of the fucking workers get out of their little vehicles, and they surround the hole that they just dug, and with their, like, arms akimbo, or, like, scratching their heads, like, how did this happen? There was a power line down there? Yes, yes! There was! And then it takes them, like, 2 days to fucking fix it. And they do this, like, multiple times a year.
So it sounds like Turkey's better than Tampa. Tampa did this same fucking, they did the same thing, Kaya. I don't remember what they were doing. They're digging to try and find fucking the One Piece treasure or something. They blew up the water main to the city of Tampa.
I remember this.
Literally fucking blew it up. Like it was a terrorist attack on the water. And it took them, I think it was like a week. I went without a shower for almost 6 days.
Yeah.
Because we were under a boil water notice because they were afraid it also got contaminated. It was miserable.
And then 3 weeks later, it happened again.
And then 3 weeks later, they did the same fucking thing.
Wait, in a different location, or did they bust the same fucking main?
Also, to give even more points to the Tampa Electric Company, I was driving along some road a while back, and they had a bunch of cars with those, like, what I think they're called cherry pickers, where you put the guy in the basket and they go up to the power lines. Yeah, there were like six of them, and three of them were being used to fix some lines. And down on the road next to the cars, a few of the employees were having a dance off. They were that's fine. They literally had that's earbuds in. They had AirPods in, and they were literally like trading dance moves back and forth.
What's wrong with that? That sounds awesome. Cool. They're just having fun.
It's just like it's playing into the stereotype. I'm assuming they were working and Tiz taking a 5 minute break. I'm fine with it. It's just funny though that definitely does not make them look any better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, were their moves that bad? If their moves were good, you would have been impressed.
It's like so weird to me though, because as a, you know, as someone who basically grew up in Turkey, I get why it happens to me. Like, it's, you know, if I lose fucking electricity for 8 hours, I go, yeah, it's Turkey. But like, Charlie lives in a nice neighborhood. It's not, you don't live in a fucking ghetto, and yet all the things you describe map one to one onto my experiences.
Well, it's because it's
in my Turkish fucking neighborhood.
It's because America is like, their infrastructure's old, right?
It's
like,
garbage.
Oh, it's dog shit. Actual dog shit.
Every part of America's infrastructure, from public transportation to utilities to internet to everything, is really bad.
It's never upgraded.
We are literally one of the lowest ranked countries in terms of like public infrastructure. It's fucking awful.
Yeah, so I'm still mind blown that you guys don't even have buses, honestly, in fucking Florida.
We have buses. We just don't have efficient public transport for like mass use. Like, our subway systems in big cities are atrocious. They are insultingly bad. Like, New York, Chicago, anywhere that you use like their public trains are embarrassingly bad.
Jackson, have you ever been to Chicago or New York?
No.
Okay, so can you guys describe that for us, strangers? Like, what? I always hear how bad your subways are.
And so,
again, to give a like comparison point in Germany there, do you have bums on them who always fucking beg you for money and annoy you?
Yes, we have bums on there that not only... So your bums only beg you for money? We have bums that try to fight you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have that. We usually have like one bum per train that patrols the train. So they will always just go from wagon to wagon, begging people on the subway to the airport and such. But they're usually nice.
You sure that's not just like the ticket person?
Yeah.
Like the person stamping your ticket or whatever.
I've seen way more bums than anyone's ever checked my ticket. I don't think I've ever had my ticket checked, but I've every single time been accosted by a bum.
You're lucky if your bums are nice, though. That's the big difference. American bums are not nice at all.
I know.
Yeah. So first of all, American bums are dicks because they don't recommend Fiverr. Like, that's really fucked up.
I was so fucking confused then, Jesus.
I know. Because let me tell you folks out there just listening right now something. I use Fiverr literally every day. I'm not kidding.
He does. I've seen him.
I drop the pretense of the ad. Just put it to the side. I use Fiverr almost every single day. I've hired voice actors.
He commissions so much porn.
Jackson, I'm being serious. We have to be serious. I mean it. Don't discredit what I'm saying. Come on.
No, I'm not. You commissioned so much. What was the point? You did Morgana.
That was through Twitter, though. I see what you're saying. No, I've hired a lot of voice actors for videos through Fiverr.
And then you had the blueberry girl from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
What?
I don't know.
A lot of porn.
Oh, I see. Either way, I use Fiverr literally probably, no exaggeration, probably 4 days a week. I hire voice actors to cameo on videos. I hire people to help me with guitar and music stuff. I am on Fiverr all the time. I've hired a couple artists to do some graphics. It is without a doubt one of my favorite websites. I will go there and just for things I think I want for a project or things I go, Maybe I want one of these done for this, or I could do it myself, but I don't have the time. Fiverr, it's a big ass freelance website. People set their prices, you negotiate with them. That's the other big thing. If you go on Fiverr and you're a little intimidated, you're kind of like, oh God, this guy wants $20 to do this. I don't know. That sounds whatever. Negotiate. Pretty much every contact on Fiverr has open DMs and they will negotiate what you need. You can step in there and be like, hey man, I saw that for 200 words of voice acting, you charge this much, but I only need 100. Can we maybe work out a deal? They'll do it. They will do it. Do not be afraid to peruse and talk to the people on Fiverr. They're just trying to get a sale. They're not trying to like set hard and firm prices and haggle you out of stuff. They just want to do what they're passionate about and find a way to pay their rent. So Fiverr's got what else? 24/7 customer service. No more guessing games, because you'll be paying up front with no need to negotiate if you don't want to. Again, you can talk to them, get a better price, but if you'd rather just take the service up front, you can place an order immediately. Easy to search, you can customize by service needed, deadline, price, seller reviews, and more. Check out Fiverr.com with two R's, so Fiverr.com. Receive 10% off your first order by using code OP. That's Fiverr.com, code OP, for 10% off of your digital services at Fiverr.com, code OP. I use it all the fucking time. I cannot talk about Fiverr enough. I love it.
Oh, you can buy Fiverr stock too.
You can buy Fiverr on Fiverr.
It's been lucrative for me.
Do it. Anyway, back to America's public infrastructure. Did I ever tell you guys about the time some guy tried to fight me on the Chicago subway?
Did you beat his ass?
No, but he got really mad.
Did you run off crying?
I wish.
What happened?
I couldn't. So, have I told this story though? I don't want to tell it again if I've already told it on the show.
It doesn't sound familiar.
You can tell it again.
So my girlfriend's from Chicago, so I've been to Chicago a good handful of times, and one of the more recent times, we had to go to the airport to obviously get our flight going back, but she said, hey, I haven't been on the subway in a while, how about, you know, instead of Ubering, we'll take the subway, because that'll be, like, fun and nostalgic, and I want to show you, like, the subways of Chicago, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'll try it, sounds good. So the subway is a goddamn nightmare, because every train in metropolitan areas, especially big ones like Chicago, is simultaneously running late and like on time. So you never know when you're supposed to actually be there for the train, whether it's going to be kind of late or if you're not on time, you will miss it. So it was this whole stressful adventure where we were constantly connecting between trains and trying to figure out, you know, what we had to do and this and that. So we get to this one train that's one of the busier trains. And it's during a peak hour, not rush hour, but it's pretty busy. So we get there right as the train is basically closing the doors to try to leave. And we have to legitimately squeeze in there, actually like sardine our way. Like if you watch those videos of trains in Japan where they have to like push people into the car to get it to close, it was basically that. It was legitimately that. But this is all the time. So I'm wearing a backpack because I've obviously got like my fucking suitcase and shit from leaving vacation with me. So when the doors close, they nudge my backpack and they kind of turn me to the side so I can fit inside the train. And my backpack, like gently, very, very reasonably for how packed it is, nudges this man standing next to me. Just a little bit. Just like if you bumped into someone. I know, I'm a big asshole.
You son of a bitch.
I'm a big asshole. So he immediately, as soon as this happens, turns around and at the top of his lungs starts going, don't touch me. Don't fucking touch me. I will fuck you up. I will fuck you up, motherfucker. What? What do you want? And he's like staring at me and screaming as hard as he can. And I look at him and I say, oh, I'm sorry, man. And then like I turn away from him because like I'm not dealing with that. I'm already.
So Andrew, how sure are you that your girlfriend didn't set this up?
You know,
this is like a hit.
You know, now that I.
Or maybe. Yeah.
Now that I think about it, Jackson.
Yeah,
you might be right.
I wouldn't throw that out there. I wouldn't throw that away as a possibility.
So he's screaming at the top of his lungs. Don't fucking touch me. Don't fucking touch me. I will fuck you up. Fucking throw down. Let's go. And like, I just say, I guess a meek voice. I don't know. I didn't want to start anything. So I just said, oh, sorry, man. And I just turned away because I was like, okay, he's
fucking
grumpy.
Pussy.
What am I going to do, Jackson?
You throw your bag at him. Throw it at his face.
When literally I can't even breathe without someone else's ball sack down my throat. It was a sardine can. No one could move.
He should have elbowed the guy behind down. You. Start a new fight.
Oh, yeah, you can't back down. I would have loved to see what you guys did. Also, he was only
I can tell you what Jackson would do.
I
would have
my pants.
He would have
Jackson would have started
pants.
Running away. Also, he wouldn't even say, I'm sorry. Yeah. He just would have ran.
Also, he was only like 19 or something, so I didn't want to like hit a kid. Because, I mean, this was a couple of years ago, so I was like I was 27 at the time, so.
Was that a homeless person or was it just a random
passenger? No, he was just a random dude on the subway. Just looked like. So, well, if you let me finish the story, you'll know he wasn't homeless. So
Excuse me, Jay. I don't know why you bit my head off.
Yeah, Jackson. Continue. You asshole. So he's screaming, "Don't fucking touch me. I'll fuck you up. Don't fucking touch me." And then, like, he's trying to get me to fight. And he's like, "Come on, man. Come on. I'll fuck you up. I'll fuck you up." And I'm not saying anything. I'm literally not even looking at him anymore because I'm like, I'm already really annoyed that all this train shit is, you know, getting in the way of us going home. So then three or four people on the subway start telling him to shut the fuck up. They're like, "Dude, the doors were closing. Shut up. Knock it off. Shut your mouth. Be quiet." And he's just like, "Oh, y'all, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. This guy right here, fucking fight me. You don't even know. You don't know me. I just got off of work. I had too long of a fucking day for this shit. I am trying to go the fuck home." And then it gets kind of quiet. And then he starts again and he goes, "I don't want no gay shit. You don't touch me with that gay shit. Don't fucking touch me. That's some gay shit. I ain't into no dude. Fuck you. Fuck." And he will literally not stop. He will not stop.
He thought you were
gay
and you were like groping his butt.
He really thought I was trying to feel him up or something. When really I just got bumped on the train.
You literally got accosted by the r/public freak out stereotype.
So then my girlfriend is starting to get a bit uncomfortable and it's also very cramped and, you know, a little bit of social anxiety. So she puts her hand out and I hold her hand. And when he sees this, he goes, "Oh, you're with your girl. Oh, you're with your girl. I see. I see now. You're with your girl. How old is she? How old is that girl? Is she underage? How old is that girl?" Now,
what the fuck?
Now, my girlfriend is 5'1". But she is also
also 30.
Yeah, she's also at this time she's 23. So she's 23, but she's 5'1", so she definitely looks younger. So the whole time now becomes this guy's yelling that I'm a pedophile. And he's like, "Yo, this guy's with a kid right here. Is this your girl? How old is she? How old is she? What's up? And he will not stop. And then finally, the doors open and it's his stop. And he gets out and so do a good group of other people. And he stares at me and he's like, come on, get out. Fight me right now, you. And he uses some slurs that I'm not going to repeat on the show.
What letter did I start with?
The big old, yeah, well, I don't want to say it, but yeah, the F word. Because again, he thought I was gay. And he just keeps screaming it, "Fight me, you, fight me, over and over again. And then when it's obvious I'm not going to get out, he goes, "That's what I thought." And he just turns around and leaves. And then now that the train has significantly cleared out, we find seats. And I just look at my girlfriend and I'm like, "This is what you missed? Really? This is nostalgic? Ooh, this is great." And that is the best experience I had on Chicago public transit.
That's not just Chicago. That's place with fucking public transportation.
Yeah.
How tall was the guy, Andrew?
Probably average height. So like 5'9", probably.
You could have beat his ass. Like, I know you're not like a fighter, but just like the pure advantage you'd have in reach on a crammed train, you would have been able to beat his fucking ass.
Would there be on a train when you're that cramped with reach?
I've got like long arms so anyway. I could weave between people and push him. So like, here's what I was thinking. Look, I'm not a fighter. I was never planning to fight him. It's also why I didn't escalate, why I just said like I was sorry and then stopped talking to him. But one thing I saw is he was standing near like some safety glass. And if he actually started to like fight me, my plan was to shove him against that wall as hard as I could, as many times as I could. And like just size advantage, it probably would have hurt him. But again, I'm not at all like a fighter guy. So who knows?
Plus, you don't know what he's got on you. He could have had like a pocket.
Exactly. Yeah. It's always better in those situations to not escalate. You never know if someone's got a gun or a knife or like. You never know. So I was not planning on doing anything, nor am I a tough guy. I'm not like, I would have whooped his ass. Who knows? But if I had to defend myself, I was already looking for ways to do it if I had to.
How did you get away from him? How did it end? Like, did he just walk away from you still yelling or what happened?
Kaya, you're cutting in and out a bit.
Oh,
Andrew, is there something else you want to talk about while we try to get Kaya back on the horn?
I'm back, I think.
Yeah, he's back.
Hey.
Hey, good job.
Oh, no, I was just asking, how did it end? Like, did he just walk away
screaming or whatever? The doors open. Did he fizzle out? The doors open. He stood like to the entrance of the doors, called me some slurs, said that's what I thought. And then he just walked away like nothing happened. And then in the train car, a couple people just kind of stared and like I giggled a bit and then it was over. Because I just thought it was like insane. Like I accidentally bumped the dude. And I don't escalate. And he literally for like 15 solid minutes was just screaming shit.
Do you think it was mental illness or did he just have a bad day?
He was young. It's so I don't know.
Transport.
Yeah.
He had a long day at work.
Yeah. That's what he screamed. He literally was screaming. I had too hard of a day at work for this shit. He was like, I've been at work too long to do gay shit. Like it's literally what he was saying.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
You know, you clock out at like 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. because your boss made you stay late to work overtime, and then some tall homosexual pedophile is groping your butt on the tram.
Happens to the best of us. Oh, baby.
And you have a meltdown.
But yeah,
that is fucking funny, man. It's wait, what year did this happen? How long ago was this?
This was probably 2 or 3 years ago, I would say. Probably two.
That is very recent. I'm very surprised that I didn't see that on Public Freakouts or something.
I'm surprised too, actually. Yeah. Because no, people reacted to it too. I distinctly remember there was an Asian guy in the back. And when this guy was still, because like when it first happened, no one did anything. When he was screaming for a little bit, going, don't touch me, don't fucking touch me, don't touch me. It's like, yeah, it was crowded and the train was just taking off. Everyone got it. But when he kept screaming, the first guy to speak up was this like middle-aged Asian guy in the back. And he was like, enough, the doors were closing. So I'm surprised if it kept escalating with other people that no one filmed it or posted it or something.
I guess Chicagoans, I don't know what you call them, but maybe this is just what they live every single fucking day.
Welcome to American public transportation.
This is literally, Andrew, do the ad real quick, but I can corroborate. I've been in the New York trains a couple times. That shit is fucking miserable. Everyone's angry. Everyone's screaming. It's fucking trash.
Yeah.
Right,
let's cheer ourselves up though with Ritual. Is that okay, guys? Can we do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. 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 Ritual is a clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin that is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that your body can use. You know, I always think that when I do these ad reads, if Billy Mays would say this stuff, the master of ad reads, it probably sounds legit, and this just sounds like something he would say. You know, he's screaming how you wouldn't find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants. The taste is fresh, and there's a delayed release capsule design that makes taking your vitamins easy. Multivitamins should contain key nutrients in forms your body can actually use. And that's what Ritual is looking to do, including delivering some fat vitamin D3 to you. I take vitamin D3 supplements because I don't go outside enough and I feel amazing. I've been taking them for years and legitimately it is like night and day difference for my health. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping as well. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within the first month, they will refund your order. You can get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months by visiting ritual.com/official to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off the first 3 months at ritual.com/official. Get some stuff for your body and don't put stuff in it your body don't need. Anyway, Charlie, nice. Please corroborate Ritual on our point that American public transportation is the
What's
worst.
What's your evidence?
I don't have any like stories like that, but every time that I've ridden that train with Tiana over the last like 4 years has been just a fucking miserable experience. The shuffling to get on the fucking train, the people on the train, all of them are like loud for some reason. I don't get why. It fucking sucks, man. It's actual hell.
Yeah. Our public infrastructure sucks for transportation, man. If you go to Japan or Germany or Scandinavia, it's great. Like I've watched shit
about. It sounds like most of your problems with at least those forms of public transport are to do with the public.
Well, it is a cultural thing. I mean, I'll give the example. I actually know Japan actually, it's not a rule, but it is very much reinforced that on the train you should be quiet. Like, even people talking on the phone is seen as disrespectful and rude. So most of the time people just silently tap away on their phone or listen in earbuds and that's it. But in America, no one ever thinks that at all. People are loud as fuck. Just scream at each other.
It would be hysterical, though, if, like, all of us still want to take that trip to Japan, and if we went and some fucking, you know, 5 foot Japanese dude fucking yelled at you, called you slurs and whatever. I don't even know any Japanese slurs, but he's yelling at you. He wants to fight you. That would be awesome.
I would actually laugh. Well, if we're in Japan, though, I'd absolutely kick his ass. They're all like 5 foot two. He'd get demolished.
Oh, then you'd kick his ass.
He only fights people that are half his size on the trains.
Yeah, now I'm ready to win.
He's calling... Is Gaijin a slur? I only know Gaijin. I know it's sort of derogatory. I don't know if it's like...
I think it just means outsider.
Yeah, it just means foreigner, really.
Yeah, well, that's what they're going to be yelling at us.
But yeah, it's definitely a big cultural thing. I mean, people in America are entitled. They really, really feel entitled, so they just don't care about what other people are doing. Same with our roads. People drive very entitledly here. Have you guys seen that video in Germany where there's an ambulance on the highway and they all completely and perfectly separate, like, the red fucking sea to let it go?
Wait, you guys don't do that?
No, we don't at all.
Yeah, you guys don't do that? No. You will literally go to fucking prison. Yeah. They will charge you with murder if you don't do that over
here. But not in America.
They will destroy you.
It's not illegal to do that in America.
To let an ambulance pass.
Exactly,
but
in America, all it is just get out of the way. There's no procedure to it. There's no laws that really... Like, yeah, you do have to, but we don't really get strict on it. It's just get out of the ambulance way, and people do it however the fuck they want. Sometimes
they just don't do it at all.
Yeah. A lot of people will drive alongside the ambulance because it opens traffic for them. It's super fucked.
Yeah. That is fucked.
Yeah.
The more
like,
I hear about
an ambulance,
America.
I'm notified of every emergency that happens around my neighborhood because the sirens are so fucking loud. It's impossible not to hear it, even in your own home. But like anytime an ambulance or the firemen drive by, you hear it, you know, you just have to pull over. If you don't, your life is fucking over. they're gonna throw the book at you.
Well, here, that would be infringing on their freedoms.
Yeah.
That'd be communism at work.
The right to drive however you want.
No, but you don't have a right to drive either. It's like sometimes I see those fucking, you know, a protest happens for whatever the fuck, and the guys, like, they just block a highway. And you see in the video, there's like an ambulance. You're blocking an ambulance. Yeah, like you're going to kill a grandma for your cause that's like having a heart attack or something. That's fucked up.
We have protesters who will go onto the street of highways and unfurl banners and go, nope, you're not allowed to drive here today, forgetting that emergency vehicles use those roads. Very, you know, life-saving necessities are transported on that road. Oh, well. But, Kaya, that you hit the nail on the head with the way you worded it. In America, we believe we have the right to things, whereas in other countries, you know you have the privilege to it. Like driving. In other countries, driving is a privilege. Ah, you earned the privilege to drive. Good for you. In America, nope, I have the right to be driving. It's my God-given right to get a license. It's like, it's not really true.
No.
You're given a license because you earned it.
George Carlin had a good bit on this. It's not a right if it can be taken away from you at any point.
Exactly.
And unless you're some, I don't know, unless you're living on some fucking remote Godzilla King Kong island that no one's ever heard of, you don't have rights. You're not free. You're always going to be living under some jurisdiction of some fucking dictatorial authoritarian government that decides what you can and cannot do. It has its upsides and downsides, I guess. I mean, for you guys, the downside seems to be that your government just genuinely does not give a shit about getting people from point A to point B in a orderly, harmonious fashion, or even giving you guys heat and electricity or internet or water.
Jackson, how's infrastructure in Australia? Do you have good subways and shit?
Yeah, in the cities we have pretty decent public transport, yeah. Like, that's how most people get around, definitely. Because the road infrastructure isn't perfect or anything like the planning, so, like, traffic backs up a lot. So you kind of have to use public transport. in cities at least. But in terms of like power and stuff, I was gonna ask, what's the longest you guys have gone without power?
2 weeks, a little less.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was hurricane. Jesus. There was some hurricane that demolished South Florida when I was in South Florida at the time. And we got lucky too. So my old parents' house back many years ago when I was like 10, 11 or 12, whatever, I don't remember what hurricane it was, but their house was on a hospital power grid. So we lost it for about a week and a half, and we were one of the first to get it back because it was the same grid as a hospital. So we got lucky. Some people were out for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how long, that's the longest I've been out. It was 3 weeks.
Really? What happened?
And that was torture.
Jesus, it was what happened to you?
Severe flooding in the place I was living at the time, so we were completely cut off from like outside world as well.
Wow.
And like they couldn't get the power back. It took 3 weeks.
So Australia has both extreme. Severe flooding and severe fires.
Yeah, just in different times.
It's funny.
How do you think we put the fire out?
You just have to wait.
Oh, your water supply.
That's adorable.
How about you, Charlie?
I don't think I've ever gone more than a couple days without power. Even like when hurricanes would hit it, it didn't take that long to get it back.
Do you remember when, what was the big hurricane that just happened? It was supposed to demolish Tampa.
Irma.
Yeah, remember when Irma came and you were like, fuck Tampa, I'm going to Orlando. And then it curved entirely and hit Orlando.
It hit Orlando.
That was so funny.
I was so mad.
Yeah, I remember that. I spent literally an entire weekend hurricane proofing my parents' house, and then it didn't even hit them at all because of that. And I was mad too. I think everyone was mad at Irma.
Yeah,
100%. You guys get a lot of fucking storms over there. So in Turkey we don't get storms, but we get droughts a lot. I don't remember. So for some reason, culturally, we get Turkish those people, we love wasting water. So if you see, for instance, like people who are, we have like building maintenance guys and such. I don't know what it would be called in English, but these guys are just responsible for like cleaning the sidewalks and shit and like the apartments, the stairwells and such. And, you know, if you see a leaf on the ground, on the sidewalk, you would assume you can just sweep that to the side, right? Turkish people don't do that. He will get a hose and he will hose off that one leaf for like 5 minutes. And that's how we love wasting water. Like if a guy's cleaning his car, he'll run a fucking hose to his car and he'll just blast it with fire like a fireman. Like the car is a fucking protester in Russia or something. You just blast it for minutes. And we love wasting all this water. And then one time, this was years ago. This was might have been like in 2012. 13, 14, I don't know. We had a really bad drought in the main city, Ankara. And it got so bad that people were literally fighting over the water in decorative fountains. Oh, and those decorative fountains, they usually, you know, they have them like in the middle of intersections and shit, just as decorations, and usually nobody like cares about them. It just like, you know, homeless gypsy children bathe in them or whatever. Nobody gives a fuck. It's like just something that birds poop in. But people were literally getting into brawls, fighting for buckets of water. And so the drought passed and nothing changed. Like, this is something that still amazes me. Like, Turkish people, we did not learn our fucking lesson. To this day, you'll still see dudes just fucking hosing little pieces of dust off the sidewalk with a hose. Stop wasting water. It's not so exclusive. Much water that we're pissing away.
Yeah.
It's not exclusive to Turkey. Like, look at America. Everything that's ever gone wrong, we still continue to fucking do. Like, people just don't want to change. It's very simple. It's literally...
It's hard to change selfish ways on a mass level.
It's human nature to be dumb, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wait. Over in Turkey, though, when you were going through the droughts, because we've also had our share of big, bad droughts, you guys didn't have any kind of curfews to limit it? Because we were only allowed to take, like, 30-second showers, like, government-mandated for a while. That wasn't a thing?
No.
So they just didn't care?
No, I don't
people
think
were fighting in the streets over fountain water, and they didn't try anything new?
Oh, Jackson, I could go on and on about our government. I mean, it's so corrupt. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. genuinely. No one gives a fuck. It's, I don't know how it is in Australia or America and Florida and whatnot, but no, nothing changed. Nothing ever changed. By the way, we still can't drink tap water in Turkey because it'll, like, our tap water is literally mildly brownish. It's not, you know, it's not opaque, but if you fill up a whole bottle and you, like, held it lengthwise, you can see it's, it has a tint to it because of all the fucking heavy metals in it. It's not good. I mean, it just fucking sucks. And nothing will ever change. Nothing ever does change. I don't think so. I think a new drought could hit us tomorrow and people would still fucking wash the sidewalk with a goddamn hose instead of just sweeping. Because they're too lazy.
I feel like using a hose would be more effort than sweeping.
No, because Charlie, if you have to sweep, you have to, you know, move up and down the sidewalk, and actually, you have to move. With a hose, you can just stay stationary and fucking squeeze the hose and blast shit off the fucking thing. And that's the entire reason we do it. And then we get these fucking periods where it just does not rain for fucking months and months and months. So none of the dams have anything to generate electricity with or anything. Like, we are in a fucking drought. Like, our crops are dying, and you're still hosing your fucking fenders on your car because you're too lazy to just, like, scrub it. I don't know. We don't learn our fucking lessons, and oddly, it sounds like you Americans don't either.
Yeah, America.
Nothing odd about it.
America's cool, though, because no matter what thing we do adapt and try to learn, there will be a large, significant group of people who are resistant to it. I mean, look at masking. Like masking in European countries was pretty well accepted overall, from what I've heard. But here in America...
That's because they're communist shitholes, Andrew.
Hot button communists, you're right.
Fucking communists. That's not that true.
Fun fact, like, when everybody was masking, people were still here over here. Everybody was going to restaurants and just having fun, like eating steaks without masks.
Well, is that Germany or Turkey?
Germany. Oh, in Turkey. No, in Turkey, it's very extreme, oddly. Oddly really? Enough, in Turkey, even if you just walk outside by yourself, they have curfews, obviously. They have very strong curfews for elderly. My mom's, at least for a period, she was literally not even allowed to go outside.
She's in the basement.
She was not allowed to leave her own house, even for a walk in the park by herself. That was illegal for her to do. And they wear their masks outside, but it's like, again, it's Turkish culture, though. Like, you have to wear your mask outside, but, you know, a camera crew will come up to a guy and ask her, how do we feel about the economy? And the guy will immediately pull his mask down and start fucking screaming at the camera. And then it will incite other guys within earshot to all pull their masks down and scream at the fucking camera. And before you know it, you have this cluster of like 10 elderly dudes, like 10 guys who are at least 50 years old, all yelling and spitting at each other. Like, that's how you get death. That's how it happens. That's how COVID spreads in Turkey.
Do you have, I guess I wanted to ask this for a while, do you have any of those news channels that, like, the Middle East has in Turkey where they just sit around and hate on people all day and say, like, really terrible things? There's some news channel from the Middle East that I see screencasts from that I think is, like, hilarious, where they invite on...
Memory TV, you're talking about Memory TV, that's not hating. No, Memory TV is doing God's work, blessed by Saint DMX themselves. Fucking love Memory TV, so for those who don't know, type in Memory, MEMRI.TV into YouTube. What they do is they simply capture news footage from all over the Middle East, and they just put English subtitles on them. And the subtitles always sound like fucking memes. They always sound like, when you read them as a stranger, as a foreigner, they always look like someone's just doing that fucking Hitler meme. You guys know that Hitler video where he's like raging and everybody made different subtitles?
Yeah.
No. Like, these are accurate subtitles. Yeah. They are actually accurate. This is a real institute.
One of
simply their whole job is to translate Middle Eastern footage from news channels. It's every single time it's two dudes on a news channel throwing their shoes at each other, accusing each other of being Zionists. It's a guy going, how do you think SpongeBob acquired his pineapple? Through jihad, of course. That's my favorite.
And they're completely
serious
about it.
That's my favorite of all time.
One of my favorites
and
was
they're serious about it.
this guy was talking about like the spread or like how Islam was losing strength in the Middle East or something. And the guy on TV, he thought it was a legitimately serious and scary threat. He goes, "The people will convert to Islam or they will face the wrath of my sandal." And he holds up his shoe and he starts threatening to beat the live audience with his shoe unless they convert to Islam. It's so funny.
There it is. People are putting it in the chat now. The main character, SpongeBob, lives inside a giant pineapple. How do you think he acquired that house? Through jihad.
Some of them are so... I want to clarify, I am in no way laughing at their religious beliefs or doctrine. It's just some of the things that they say. Some of the things that they say are just so, like, grade school logic.
Wait. I love this one. By Allah, behave yourself. I will give you a taste of my shoe.
Well, like one of my favorites on the planet. I think I saved it. It's literally a TV show where the two hosts start like yelling at each other. Like the first one goes, "Come here, you son of a bitch. I'll fucking kill you." And the second one's like, "I will whoop your ass, you fucking sack of shit." And then it cuts to the title card of the show and it's called like The Friendship Hour. It's so good.
Literally, it's like the Democratic Hour. I think it's a Democratic Hour, the show's called. It's two dudes throwing sandals at each other, which is a very Middle Eastern thing to do, by the way. I don't know if you guys remember, but at some point when still George Bush was the president, some guy in the Middle East threw his shoe at him.
Yeah.
He dodged it. He was like, "Oh, that was a size 10.
I found it.
That's the culture in the Middle East. These guys, when they want to express anger, they will throw their fucking shoe at you.
I found it.
And that's what like 90% of memory TV is.
I found the one I'm
talking
about.
They had to walk around with no shoes.
It seems so inconvenient. It's three guys on the show that they want to talk about Saddam. One guy wants to talk about Saddam Hussein. And so the first guy's like, "I'll chop your tongue off if you talk about Saddam." And the second guy says, "Eat shit. I will talk about Saddam." And they start fist fighting. And then the title card comes up called The Democratic Club. And as the title card for The Democratic Club's on screen, the third guy says, "Come here, you son of a bitch." It's so fucking funny. It's got nothing to do with their politics. It's just they behave like literal children.
I feel like, didn't we talk about this before? Like, I remember, so there was another memory TV clip where...
Can I just read this one? Yeah. This one's just a picture of a dude that says, "By the way, I respect the mustache of this Hitler."
And his mustache is huge.
Yeah, the guy's got a massive mustache too.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Hitler, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Like, again, none of this has to do with anything they're talking about or any of their culture. It's just the shit that they say is so childish and goofy. It's so good. It's just
I wonder if that's due to the translation. Like, maybe it's more poetic.
The shoes are poetic, shoe throwing? Yeah, the shoes still come off one way or the other.
Yeah, that part is... Yeah.
The shoes come on. It's like taking your glove off and slapping a dude in the face. "I challenge you, sir." We throw fucking shoes in the Middle East. I remember one where like they were trying to prank a guy. And the prank was that the TV show hostess was a woman. She pretended to be Jewish. That was a prank because in the Middle East, they fucking hate Jews a lot. They must be eradicated, they think. Mm-hmm. And because the guy thought, "Oh shit, I'm on a Jewish TV show. What the fuck? I've been duped." He starts smacking the woman around. The camera crew had to intervene like, "Dude, stop. It's a prank. She's not actually a Jew. Chill."
Do you think he breathed a sigh of relief when he heard that? He was like, "Oh, thank God. Woo. Huh."
What? Well, if that was a possible reaction, why the fuck did they do it? That poor woman.
Well, so in memory TV clips, what I've noticed, what really happens is that one person will accuse another person of something, and then that person gets extremely angry, not because they've been just called a name, but because they now have to prove that they're not what they've been called. So if you call somebody a Zionist, that guy knows he has to prove that he's extremely anti-Jewish so he can save face with his friends. So that's why he has to take off his shoe and beat the woman with it. If you call somebody if you say you're against Saddam, that's not grounds for fighting because you don't want to look bad in the eyes of the party. That's how it works over there. It's fucking hysterical. Like I said, go to YouTube, type in memory TV compilation. It's very funny. I watched this on stream recently. It's fucking hysterical.
They really are something else.
A lot of the TV over, before we move on, there's one that I always enjoyed. I don't remember if you and I watched it, Kaya, but there was a guy, I believe it was on Turkish television, who believed he had the ability to teleport, but the way that he would prove it on the was it fly?
To fly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so the way he would prove that he had the ability to fly is he'd go on these television shows and just start screaming and just going ballistic. He'd just go, and rubbing his stomach, and then that was proof that he could fly. And he did this for like a year.
I'm blanking on his name, but yeah, this guy's whole shtick was that he would go on talk shows and he would feign a seizure, and that was his way of flying, and everybody would be like, dude, fucking cut it out.
It did they so hit him with good. A shoe?
Mr. Sabri. Mr. Sabri was his name.
Sabri? Oh, yeah, you're
Omar
right.
Omar Sabri?
Which one of them?
I believe Omar Sabri, yeah. Fuck, that was so fun. He did this for multiple talk shows. Every time it was the same. His like seizure faking was really good though. Like I remember on one of them, he was in the middle of a bunch of people, like it was an audience thing, and he jumped out of his seat and started rolling around past the audience member and tumbled down like a flight to get to the bottom floor just to keep like wiggling around. He was great.
Yeah, I mean that's I don't know. I guess pioneering the idea of a freak show side character, you know, sideshow character on Turkish TV. If that guy was in America, he'd at best get like a YouTube channel. If, I don't know, he might aspire to one day get a TLC show. That's it. On Turkish TV, that's novel. We don't usually get those.
Oh
kind
my
of
God,
people.
He's on like 30 different shows doing this.
Yeah, no, he did it on a ton of shows. They're like, you can't fly. And he's like, you want me to prove it? And then he does this.
His clip's awesome. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, this guy is fucking great.
He fucking wicks out.
And it's not Omar Sabri. Sabri Yildiz.
Yeah, I fucked up the name there real bad.
Yeah.
Holy God shit.
I forgot how goddamn cool this guy was. And then... So after he'd do this, he'd always be like unresponsive to any further questions when they're like, that wasn't flying. He just pretend he didn't hear them.
So he wins the debate.
Yeah. So he wins. He's never been proven wrong.
Beaten with facts and logic.
This guy's the best. Holy shit. Do we have any more?
All right.
Dude.
No, I think
how
we
long
should.
Have
I think
been
we can
going for
an hour, 15 minutes.
Go ahead, Jackson. This is your job.
Yeah, do
me.
It.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Official Podcast. Patreon.com/TheOfficialPodcast if you want to listen to bonus episodes. You can also get early episodes there. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that you might enjoy. Kaya's got something that he wants to tell you.
Yes, we would really appreciate it, if I may so humbly ask, if you leave us a 5-star review everywhere you can. A good review. I've been told it helps. We don't know if it does. I have faith in it. I believe people when they tell me that 5-star reviews help your podcast to get recommended to other people. So that would be nice if you could do that on Apple Podcasts and everywhere else. On YouTube, give us a thumbs up.
Once you've done that, take a picture of the 5-star review. Send it to Kaya to go in the running for...
Not great.
A date with Kaya coming up soon.
What the fuck? What is this now? My TLC show?
Yeah, what is that?
I'm not promising anything.
Enjoy. All right. See you, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.